your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Of KER Politics, we want to let you folks know why we basically support, not basically, but why we support the Republican Party. And I have to say, Jim is a very ardent supporter of Donald Trump. Why is that, Jim?
Yeah, so let's go back to basic philosophies that we talked about in the first segment.
Yeah.
So nobody gets everything they want, right? You just can't get everything you want.
Absolutely.
So you've got
right.
to pick what group represents your beliefs closest to what you think is the direction that we should live. I look at it, do I agree with everything of every Republican? Absolutely not. I certainly agree with the vast majority of the fundamental beliefs, which is basically individual rights are equal to or greater than the state's rights. That's the fundamental principle of a Republican Party. Now, it wanes back and forth over time. When you start talking about Trump, it actually is not about Donald Trump. I didn't know the guy. I didn't like the guy from, you know, whatever. Here's a New York, you know, billionaire guy. I didn't know much of him other than The Apprentice and just being in some movies a couple times in cameos. I didn't know his politics. I didn't trust him actually at first. But what I realized when I listened to him is he was capturing a frustration that began long before he entered the race in 2015. Americans were fed up with being manipulated. They were fed up with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They were fed up with the corruption in D.C. And that goes back to, you know, what happened with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton and impeachment, yet he walks away. It goes back to Richard Nixon and his abuses of, trying to protect himself in power. It goes back to Vietnam. It goes back for generations. But what people were finally frustrated with was 8 years of Barack Obama attempting to force individuals using the power of the state, the power of the government, in order to influence you and silence you. And it began with him, and it was against basic public ideas. Donald Trump was a counterweight to that because he was fearless. Yes, he was crude. He was, you know, he has an ego the size of I don't know, Manhattan, probably.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And then I think that's his main downfall.
Well,
he doesn't.
I don't think it's a downfall.
Don't
I think
you?
Without
okay.
that, he would have never have been successful.
Okay.
As a president. This is my argument, that you need a fighter, and we did not have a fighter. And I've said it before on our program, and I'll say it again. You don't hire a priest to go to a gunfight. And we can see by what's happening today, with the Biden regime and Ron Klain coming out and threatening American voters on how they're going to vote the night before last in a statement following Joe Biden's threats against Americans and against Americans that support Make America Great policies. You cannot accept that type of control. And what people saw going through the Obama administration, it started with the Tea Party uprisings.
Yeah.
They were fed up with that. And Donald Trump was not the cause of it. He was the result of that frustration of people pushing back and his ability to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to take all the bullets and I'm going to take all the hammering and I'm going to go ahead and continue to push an agenda. And there was, and it is clear how the bureaucratic system in Washington, the FBI, the DOJ, were undermining him directly in his presidency. It's clear that the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign manipulated and influenced those parties in order to undermine a presidency, a sitting president. They destroyed people's careers. They destroyed people's lives for the politics of power. And that's what people are fed up with. And there's very few people that have the guts to be able to stand up against it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Ron DeSantis is one of them. I think Carrie Lake's one of them. I think, you know, there are people growing because of Donald Trump standing up and showing a direction that you've got to stand up regardless of what's happening around you. And again, I don't agree with him on every aspect of what he is or what he does or his personality. That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
What I agree with is the fundamental philosophy that our government is supposed to work for us, not against us. That is completely contradictory to what the Democrats are attempting to do right now and what they did under Obama, pushing climate agenda, pushing gender dysphoria issues, pushing, you know, open borders. The public does not want that, and they are pushing it down our throats. And that is unacceptable, and why I believe there's going to be a tremendous pushback next Tuesday in the elections.
I think next Tuesday is going to be really interesting. I think we'll know for sure if people support our philosophy, Jim. And I think we'll know for sure the direction that this country is going to go. I really am very, very frightened about where the country is going to go if the progressive movement continues and grows and gets stronger. That bothers me a lot, because I think a lot of the values that I have are not shared by those people.
Well, I think the power that they've attempted to use right now with Justice, Department of Justice, with law enforcement, with the executive agencies of the government,
yeah,
I think that they've taken way too much advantage without understanding the potential ramifications. If for some reason there are questions again in this election, they will use whatever means necessary to silence the opposition. And that has been proven throughout history when progressives and progressive ideology, socialist ideology, communist ideology, but it's just tyranny. It's just individual power for certain people. When that is at play, then they will use whatever means necessary. And this is exactly what we're worried about. This is why I think so many people have to get up, get involved, and make a stand.
Well, I think getting involved is the only thing you can do to really, in somewhat of a peaceful manner, hopefully in a very peaceful manner, that's the only way that I think changes can be made. I think it's going to happen at the ballot box. I think right now we've got about a 50-50 split in terms of people who share our beliefs and people who don't. And I'm hoping that it will be a groundswell, which some of the polls indicate may happen in the election here next Tuesday. It'll be a groundswell, for lack of better terms, for the conservatives. We shall see what happens. Close with stating what we think the results of the election on Tuesday are going to be. You got it, bud. You follow all the polls very closely on a daily basis. What do you think?
I think let's later on, let's talk a little more detail of what I'm seeing, but it looks like that Republicans are out, independents are strongly out, that Democrats are not out, especially in key areas. So that's in some areas in Florida, in New York state overall, and New York City specifically. And we're seeing the polling shift dramatically in the last 2 weeks. And that would reflect basically probably polling that was geared specifically for fundraising for Democrats, and they're typically shifted to the left.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but let's talk a little bit more about it in the next segment.
Okay, we can do that right after the top of the hour news, which is coming right up, you guys. Now you know without a doubt from his own words exactly how Jimmy feels about all of this. We'll be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.